how the automatic spending cuts might affect Great Lakes cleanup. This is the Environment Report. I'm Mark Rush, sitting in for Rebecca Williams. I'm not sure if you've noticed, but folks in Washington aren't exactly getting along these days. They couldn't agree on how to cut the deficit, and now we're facing automatic across-the-board spending cuts from the federal government. The cuts are scheduled to start tomorrow. $85 billion will have to be stripped out of the federal budget this year alone. Andy Buxbaum heads up the National Wildlife Federation's Great Lakes office. Andy, thanks for coming in.
Mark, good to be here.
So we've heard a lot about how the sequester might affect things like airports, school funding, and Medicare. How might these cuts affect the projects that you've been keeping an eye on?
Well, they could have devastating effects. It's about an 8% cut across the board for Great Lakes programs, particularly for the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, which is the program that's been restoring the Great Lakes and creating jobs and making the lakes healthy again. But before we get there, it's not at all clear that these quote-unquote automatic cuts are actually going to go into effect even on March 1st. Apparently, the fiscal cliff is more like a fiscal slope. And so the automatic cuts that go in place March 1st, they're by law they have to go in. But actually, the big cliff that we're sliding toward is later in the month. It's March 27th. That's the date at which budget authority for the government runs out. And if they don't reach a budget deal by that date, the government shuts down.
And let's say the sequester was to go into effect. They get to that March 27th deadline you're talking about and nothing happens. How might the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative be affected by that?
Well, again, that would be the $25 million in cuts at least for the first year. And then those cuts could get deeper in subsequent years.
And what would happen?
Well, what happened in that case is that the kinds of projects we've seen so far, for example, the cleaning up toxic sediments, that's expensive. It's incredibly necessary. Those sediments affect the harbors in our biggest cities. They're preventing cities from revitalizing because cities want to revitalize by sprucing up their waterfront. They can't do that with a load of toxic sediment there. What we'd see is a reduction, and in some cases a stopping, of the cleanup of those sediments.
And some say the debate about the sequester at its heart is about the size and role of the federal government. And so in your view, why should the federal government be involved in these kinds of cleanup projects in the first place?
I think the debate really is about priorities. There's going to be a federal government. There always is going to be, and it's going to have certain roles. These are international, interstate waters. They can't be cleaned up by states, so they can't be cleaned up by cities. They're a shared resource by two countries and by probably a quarter of the population of the country. So if there's ever a federal priority, it's this one.
And you keep a close eye on what's coming out of Washington. What concerns you most about what's going on there?
We know from the Great Lakes, the lesson that we've learned is that the longer the delay is, the more it's going to cost. The country's facing the same problem. The more we delay doing the basic investments we need to bring this country back, whether it's infrastructure or cities or whatever, the more expensive everything's going to be and the worse the problems will get. And so waiting to the last minute, waiting for it to become a crisis before solving this really isn't responsible for either party. And the parties need to get together, have real negotiations, get this done quickly so that the country can move on. And so all sorts of priorities, and particularly the Great Lakes, can become healthy.
All right. Andy Buxbaum heads up the National Wildlife Federation's Great Lakes office. Thanks for coming in, Andy.
Mark, thanks for having me.
And that's the Environment Report. I'm Mark Rush. Rebecca Williams will be back in next week.